Penguin Random House Audio presents In the Days of Rain by Rebecca Stott. Read for you by the author. Part 1. Reckoning. Chapter 1. My father did the 6 weeks of his dying, raging, reciting poetry, and finally pacified by morphine, in a remote 18th-century windmill on the East Anglian Fens. It had been built to provide wind power to help drain the land, but by the time my father and stepmother bought it, the sails and cogwheels were long gone. A previous owner had stripped out the rusting machinery, added a low nave with extra rooms, and painted it a dusky pink. From a distance, and with the paint flaking off, it looked like a church washed up on the banks of a river. When the local farmer covered the black fields in every direction with plastic sheeting that miraged into floodwater in certain lights, the building always looked to me like a boat or an ark untethered from its moorings. It was so far from civilization that it did not figure on GPS systems. The undertakers took 4 hours to reach us. Since they'd moved into it 6 years earlier, my father had turned the mill into a pagan shrine, pasting its round, 6-foot-thick walls with passages from Eliot's 4 quartets and from Yeats's last poems, owl feathers and Celtic symbols. He glued the lines of poetry onto the plaster, and when the damp made the paper curl off, he'd hammer in huge nails that made the plaster crack. They'd bought the house on a whim 1 year after their wedding. They both wanted to live on flat land, he said. They both liked big skies. "It's on the banks of a Fen River," he said, when he phoned to say they'd found the perfect...